Hey.
Hey.
So, welcome to my podcast. I'm very awkward. And this is my friend Olivia, who does a podcast called The Little Things.
Yes, hello.
Been talking for about 15 minutes about doing this, just dragging it out of should we do it, should we not? Are we going to look like fools or are we not? Probably.
Probably, yeah.
So in my podcast, I just like
Anyway, so
whatever.
I'll be.
Just basically a little introduction to the kind of people we are. I apologize if I swear or something, it just kind of happens. It's part of my vocabulary now. I don't
Part of
swear
your
often, but when I do,
dictionary.
it tends to be a worse swear word rather than a good one.
Yeah.
Then again, is there a good swear word?
Not really, no.
I'm multitasking right now because I'm doing this podcast whilst doing my makeup. So, in one way that I would describe Olivia is just using one word, a bitch.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. I feel blessed. I have been called way worse,
The
so
same.
thank you.
We both have kind of awkward backstories, if you believe. It's like Doofenshmirtz from Phineas and Ferb. We have a backstory for everything. I'm just
So,
extremely awkward.
what's your backstory,
I've been bullied basically my entire life. Only recently have people begun to be, like, only since I've moved into this new school have people been able to be socially acceptable around me.
Abby?
Like, I've just got a lot of stuff that's happened to me, and then when somebody says, like, oh, I'm super depressed because my phone has been taken away, I'm like, mate, no, you're not.
Just like, ugh.
It's like, my phone's been taken away, so I'm super depressed right now. I'm like, no, you're really not. They're like, oh my God, I want to kill myself. And I'm like, you really don't, though. Like, somebody put down the list and it's like, kill me now. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. It's just like people don't really understand,
Yeah, at
like,
all.
how severe that kind of stuff actually is, and they kind of just joke about it, and it's like, just brush it off.
And I love how you're saying just brush it off, and I'm literally doing my setting powder as you're saying that.
Just brush it off.
Some
Brush
setting
it
powder.
off.
I literally had a brush in my hand, and I was like brushing off my setting powder. I was like, mate, that is coincidental.
Just wow.
So, Olivia, how would you describe me?
Oh, one word again. Stubborn.
Yes, that is very accurate
I
to me.
like the fact that we're not describing each other with nice words.
Yes, we are those two friends that just like
We
we just
love
bully each other. We
each
still stay friends. And that's just great.
Well,
I
I
also have
think
that one friend.
you're really sweet and nice, and like you're always one of the first people who come up to me when I have a problem.
Because
That
I'm just that
like
glorious. I am Jesus.
when I try and sort your problems out, you just like you're not having it.
I
You're
like
just like,
slap your hand and I'm like, no.
don't do it my way.
It's like
You're
if
so
I have a
dramatic.
problem,
It's
I'm
actually
very
kind of
dramatic.
funny. Yeah,
I'm very
we
dramatic.
thrive drama.
We're talking over each other a lot. That's really awkward, but
Sorry.
it happens in real life, so we're just giving people a big taste of what we're like.
Let's talk about how I sound Canadian when I say sorry.
Oh my gosh, you do.
I had that's what Emily said.
Yeah.
Said I sound Canadian when I say sorry.
You do. Oh my
No.
gosh. And how I can't say cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Talking about cinnamon, yesterday I
Oh
got a challenge. Did you see the video?
yeah, I did on your Instagram.
Just for people listening to this, me and Abby do GCSE drama, and right now we're doing a devised piece of work,
Correct.
and to film me and somebody else from our group called Amy. We had to film us doing YouTube challenges. So yesterday, I did the cinnamon challenge, the ice bucket challenge, I did the chug challenge and spilt water all over me and it went all up my nose. And then I ate a spoonful of chili sauce.
Spoonful of chili sauce helps the medicine go down. That's me.
It was kind of painful yesterday.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's why I didn't come over to your house yesterday, because I was like, mate, no.
Just like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
No, no one can get me doing the cinnamon challenge. I barely will eat a sausage with ketchup. Like, never mind a full spoonful of cinnamon. Like, you should have seen me in primary, because we were eating the ingredients to peel our ice to try and find out what the root of, like, the recipe was, like, what made it taste a specific way. And I remember it came up to turmeric. Well, it came up actually to the first thing, and I just had a full-fledged panic attack. Like, I was, like, hyperventilating at the age of 6. Hyperventilating. And freaking out. Is that your phone?
Yep, that was my phone.
Fun.
Just people calling me again. It's really annoying.
Put your phone on silent, girl.
It's still vibrating.
Even when it's on silent?
What? Okay.
Okay. I was going to say, that does not make sense if it's on silent and still vibrates on me.
Yeah. Right. Abby, your podcast, choose the topic.
Right. Okay.
Go ahead.
I don't fucking know.
Just ask me some questions or some shit. I don't know.
I'll say, how would you describe yourself?
Ooh, typical bitch. Yeah. I am quite stubborn too as well. I am actually very caring, because I care too much about so many things and so many people.
You're also very modest.
I usually always put myself last. Like, if I have a massive problem and then my friend comes up to me and she's like, hey, can you help me out? I will help her out no matter how big my problem is. I will always, like, help other people out. So I'd say I'm pretty selfless.
Do you ever get it when you've spent so much time worrying about other people that when you start to worry about yourself, people start thinking that you're changing, you start being selfish, and in reality you're just not being selfish, you're just
It's definitely like that.
It's because people get so used to you caring for others that they wonder what's happened.
The problem is, most of the people, it's kind of always ended me up in a bad situation and made me more upset, like, when people fall out with me, because I'm not saying this to boast or anything, but I do a lot for other people. Like, homework and, like, typical stuff like that. But then I've, like, baked for people and, like, literally I've, like, drawn people before without, like, even them asking. Like, I've just offered to draw people because they're in
you didn't even offer for me, you just started drawing me.
I came up to you and I was like, oh, by the way, I'm drawing you now.
The picture was, like, already stenciled and everything, some shading was already in, and I was like, all right.
Like, literally, my friend Katie, she was in, like, a really bad mood. Nothing had really necessarily happened. She was just upset and she hadn't had a good day or anything. So I came to school the next day with a box of chocolates.
That's just so sweet.
I've literally gone to the shops. And at the same time, I was buying some gifts for other people. And I was like, oh, Kate was in a really bad mood the other day. I might get her a gift to make her feel better. So
yeah,
I got her a box of chocolates.
I know. And even with like your ex right now, normally anyone would go out of their way to completely ruin their ex's day. You, however, you're like, I still want to be nice to him.
Yeah, like he told me a secret, and I'm like, I don't know if I should tell people because I don't want to be horrible. It was like
you're too nice sometimes to people, like.
I know.
And like, where was that niceness last year when we hated each other? Like, come on, girl.
But the problem is, because I'm so nice to people, I really love having people around to care for and stuff. Like, I really love, like, making people smile and, like, making them happy with gifts or, like, telling them a joke or something. I just love, like, the feeling of making people happy. Yeah. And that's my biggest problem. Because, like, I'll make someone happy, and then I'll keep making them happy, and then they'll, like, fall out with me, and I'll still try to make them happy. Like, they won't want me around, but I'll still go up to them and, like, try and be nice and friendly and stuff. When
Where was Natalie last year? They say that every friendship, every best friendship thingy starts off with you hating each other. That is the case with us too. We hate each other so much. I didn't even want you around. Like, I would
on Halloween, like, we were kind of forced to be together because we had both made plans to go out with Emily on Halloween, and then it kind of collided. And we were like,
you guys know, Emily is my girlfriend. I am sort of lesbian. We don't really know. Nobody really knows whether I'm a lesbian or not. It's kind of awkward with my sexuality. Still
there. But yeah, we were kind of forced to be together on Halloween, and then we were just like, why don't we just be friends?
Yeah.
Like,
it was outside that old lady's house when she gave us like about 10 billion cookies and stuff like that.
Oh, it was like the worst. We were the biggest enemies ever. We absolutely hated each other, never wanted to be around each other. When we were around, we were literally like screaming and fighting all the time. And then like on Halloween in the holiday, we were just like, should we just be friends? Yeah.
We were like, why can't we be friends, mate?
Why just turn around. We've been friends ever since.
Yeah, like, we still have, like, our mini fallouts, but I just can't stay mad at you. I can't stay mad at you. For what? Like, for nothing.
I know. Like literally, people will literally come up to me and, like, I'll say, oh, Abby's been annoying today. Like, if we have a little fallout, like, in the whole drama thing last week, like, I went up to Mia and I was like, Abby's like being dramatic and stuff, and she's like, why do you hang out with her? Why are you like even friends with her if you just like calling her dramatic and stuff? I'm like, because like when she's not being dramatic, she's being really nice and helping me out with my problems.
Yeah.
So like,
I have this friend, and I don't know if she'd want her name to be mentioned because she doesn't like social media or anything like that, but she does not like being around you, like, because you slapped her boyfriend across the face, even though he told you to. And she gets really defensive about her boyfriend. She gets really defensive. And I was, like, sat down in form, and I was like, hey, okay, like, yesterday I saw that Olivia slapped your boyfriend, are you okay? And she was like, oh my god, Olivia's such an asshole. I was like,
oh no!
I was like, oh my god, what? And then she was like, I don't want to be around. I was like, everything's fallen apart.
Oh, I feel so bad now. I didn't know she was upset about it. I only did it as a joke.
She's like
me and him were like laughing after. We actually get along, me and her boyfriend.
Yeah, when you walked off, she was about to charge at you.
Oh, I feel so bad now.
And you know how defensive she gets.
Oh, on Monday, I've got to go and apologise to her now.
You're gonna get like a box of chocolates or something, and then she's just gonna be there, like, I don't understand her body issues as well. Like, so many girls around me have body issues, and I'm like, mate, shut the hell up. Like, yesterday in science, these two girls were saying to me, like, oh, I'm gonna go ahead and starve myself. And I was like, what? I was like, why you, what? Does not comprehend. Like, you know, I've been through that and it's not fun. Why are you putting yourselves through that? And then they were saying like, before. And I was like, then why do it again if you've done it before? You know how bad it is. And they were like, we don't know. We're just going to do it. And I was like, oh my God, you're going to end up in the ER before you're done. I was like, bed or something. And they were like, well, like, at least I'll lose weight. And I'm like, that won't have any things if you're dead, you know. Like, body issues are the worst.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I still have some body issues, even though all the time when I'm hanging out with people, I go like, oh my God, I love my body so much. Like, I do love my body. It's just I have some issues still with it. So, do you get it when you're going through, like, growth spurts and your stomach just starts to stick out or something? Like, I'm going through that currently and my stomach is, like, sticking out like crazy. Go back in, go back in, go back in, love. I'll have to deal with it. I mean, I'm just going to pieces.
You just gotta get through life.
Honestly, teenage boys say they have it so hard, and then girls are just like,
sorry, we bleed out of our vaginas.
It's like, do you not know how scary it is the first time that happened? Wait, when did you first get yours?
My period.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a funny story. I had just booked my birthday party. It was a sleepover, and as soon as everybody arrived, I started my period. So I like came down in different clothes. I went upstairs. Everybody was waiting downstairs. I rushed upstairs and came back downstairs in different clothes. And people were like, why did you just get changed? I'm like, no reason, just didn't like what I was wearing before. Cough, cough, it had blood on it.
Yeah, first time I got mine, I got a stomach pain when I was staying over at my granny's house because I used to do that very often. Like, it was on a weekend, and I was staying over at my granny's house because I love her. And I just got this stomach pain when I was laying down watching YouTube videos in my bed because I have a full bedroom at her house. And I was like, oh, it's probably just indigestion because I ate really fast. I went into the shower and I got it. And it was just everywhere. I was like freaking out. I was like,
yeah, at least you got it when you were in the shower.
It's like prior to that as well, my dad had told me that, you know, when one of your main arteries is in your inner thigh. And I was like, oh my gosh, have I cut my inner thigh? I was like freaking out because I'm bleeding out. I like screamed.
I'm gonna die.
I like screamed and my granny ran upstairs. She was like, you okay? And I was like, I'm bleeding. It was so dramatic.
Because you don't have an older sister. You don't even have younger sisters. Like, you just have an older brother. I have like younger sisters, older sisters. I have so many fucking siblings.
Yes, you do.
Literally, my cupboard was full of pads and stuff. So, yeah. Like, I was prepared. And as soon as it came, I was like, oh, I know what's happening. Yeah.
I wasn't prepared at all. Like, I didn't have much insight onto it. It was basically Carrie. But all I knew was that it would bleed. But I thought, like, it was just, like, a little thing where it would just bleed around the vagina or something. So I didn't have any pads prepared or anything like that. I had nothing prepared. And it just happened.
And the problem,
my mom was like, oh, you've got to try tampons. And I was like, I don't want to. Because Rebecca had, she pranked me in primary saying that you had to put it up your butt. And I was like, scared for that. I was like, oh my God, that's going to hurt. And so I just didn't put in tampons. So I went for like a week with just tissue.
Ew.
It was awful. And then finally we got pads. So
well,
yeah, mine's a bit more traumatic.
Yeah. You just didn't know. Stories.
What other fun stories can we tell? You just think of someone, you're like, nope, can't tell that one. Okay, can't tell that one.
Yeah.
Definitely can't tell that one. So you're just thinking through, you're like, damn it.
What story? Oh. I don't even
it's
know
anything. It's socially acceptable. I'm also, at the same time, I'm trying to contemplate on what I would actually do. I'm thinking of going for like a greenish look for some reason, like turquoise or something like that. Or maybe rainbow.
Mm. Oh, I have a good story.
Oh, great.
So, I have, like, apart from one person, I've completely stopped talking to people online. Mm-hmm. Like, meeting people online. Because I've had, like, extremely bad experiences with it. I've had, like, an online relationship before and it didn't end very well. It actually ended extremely badly. To the point where I had to report this person.
Is this the person who has us both on Instagram?
No.
Okay.
Her name was Liz. She was just... So I... when I first started, like, getting onto the internet and social media and stuff, I got this app called Amino, and...
Oh, I used to have that.
Yeah, it is pretty good. It's pretty good. And I made an online friend called Bond, and his name was Ruther, and I forgot what country he was from. He was from the Philippines, yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Like, we spent ages talking and we became really good friends. And then it started to get a bit weird. Like, he started to call me names. Like, not horrible names. Like, I remember one night I said, okay, it was really late. It was, like, really early, actually. Like, it was 3 o'clock in the morning for me. And it was, like, morning for him.
That's, like, the usual time that you wake up anyways.
And, I remember saying to him, I was like, okay, I'm really tired now, I'm going to go to bed. And he said, all right, good night, sweet pea. And I was like, what, sweet pea? What does that mean? He was like, I don't know, you're just sweet and, like, I don't know.
Like a pea.
I was like, what? So I kind of just went with it for, like, a couple of days. And then it got, like, to the point where he was calling me sweet pea like all the time and not using my actual name, and he was like sending me exes and stuff. So I was basically like, oh, maybe he likes me. Ah. And I didn't like this guy back. Like, he was, I think he was 17 and I was,
oh no, girl.
And I was 14. I had just turned 14 and he was 16, 17. So I think he liked me. So I basically just ended up asking him, and he was kind of really hesitant about it. Like, he left for a bit and then came back and he was like, And I was like, oh my God, you do, don't you? And he kind of explained himself. He was like, well, why would you ask that? Maybe I do, maybe I don't. And I think he was just really embarrassed about it. And then...
Well, like, he got everywhere. You know, I had my fair share of relationships. to be honest, I think the one that I currently have is the only one that's quite long-running that is actually healthy.
I've had... Literally, I have no... I've
never been in a proper healthy relationship before. Like, every single relationship I've been in is just absolute shite.
I feel like the worst one I've ever had, though, is the one that you know about. Well, you know about all of them.
Yes.
Yeah. I've only ever had two healthy relationships out of the seven relationships that I've had.
Seven?
Seven.
What?
I've had seven relationships, including this current one.
Wow, I don't even know that.
I know. I'm like an expert on how to have an unhealthy relationship. But yeah, most of the relationships that I'd had were like the stereotypical woman listens to guy, and man basically tells the girl what to do and all that stuff. And I just didn't really think for myself at all. Like, I always let the other person think for me because I didn't know. Like, I wanted them to stay with me, so I wouldn't think for myself. I let them think for me because I thought, like, oh, if I want to keep this relationship, I can't have my own opinions. If they have an opinion, I've got to stick with them.
Yeah.
I don't know why I had that mindset, but I just did. And it ended out horribly, as it turns to.
Yeah.
Like, because eventually when I started to have my own opinions, they would start having a go at me for it and things like that. And I'd be like, hold up, this isn't healthy. Then I'd end the relationship. Then everything would just go tits up.
Yeah.
Kind of a vicious cycle that I'd had for about, like, most of them. And then I finally started dating girls, and it was fine. I was like, what?
I've just had no luck whatsoever. I the relationship I've just been in was probably the worst. Like, yeah. I'm not gonna lie, it was kind of the best and kind of the worst, because it didn't end as badly as most of the others. Most of the others were online, and they basically were just horrible to me. My last online relationship that I ever had, it lasted about 7 months. Not 7 months, oh my days. It lasted about 7 weeks or something, I don't know. Not that long. And it was with this girl. And basically, because it was online, you obviously, like, don't have as much trust because you don't know what the other person is doing in real life. And this girl didn't trust me, and she got all of her friends to basically just bully me over text and say that I was cheating on her and stuff like that.
And, like, stalking and you, basically.
And I had to block both of her friends, and I had to report her. It was just so bad.
Yeah.
And then the relationship that I've just been in, that has just ended, it was kind of mediocre all the way through. Like, I was happy in the relationship, and it was okay. And, like, we had fun times together and stuff. Probably the most fun I've had within a relationship. Like, we went out places and stuff, and it was way better because it was in real life and I could actually, like, hug and touch them and stuff. But, like, every other day there was always a problem that I had. And obviously nobody's perfect. Like, he wasn't bound to be perfect all the way through the relationship.
Yeah, obviously no one's going to be Prince Charming.
It was like every single day he did something that upset me, and most of the time he did it on purpose because he wanted to upset me or annoy me. And it kind of got like to the point where I was like, you know what? Because we were going to Disneyland together for a week. I was like, you know what? After Disneyland, we'll see how it goes. It might get better after that, after we've kind of had a week away together. And I'll break up with him after that if it doesn't go well. But then he broke up with me, like, last week.
Yeah. Ago.
So he
you were so devastated.
Yeah, he kind of did it for me. And I had it coming, because I admit I was a bit clingy, like he didn't want to hold my hand or anything, and I was like, oh, okay, well, if you don't want to hold my hand, then that's fine. But like at the same time, I did say, hey, you want to hold hands, like, and ask him. But if he didn't want to, then it was fine. So I don't really see what the massive problem was. But I guess he just kind of didn't like me anymore.
Yeah, like, to be honest, a lot of guys tend to get bored easily when they're in their teenage years. Like, I get bored easily in relationships, and I'm not even a guy. So yeah. I'd be hypocritical if I was being like, oh, that's just a terrible thing, because, you know, I do it myself. So it'd be really hypocritical. But I genuinely see what basically you were thinking at the time, because you just came to me and you're, like, crying.
Yeah, I literally just, like, he didn't even know what was wrong. He kind of just broke up with me, and I was like, he didn't explain why or anything. I was just like, okay. And then, like, I tried to keep a smile on my face, and like I tried not to look upset or anything. Obviously, I was. And he just walked off, and he was like, I'm sorry, I guess. And I just thought, you know what? You're not sorry, are you? Like, tomorrow I'm going to be upset and you'll be watching me and you'll be like, haha, like, just laughing. And I just went up to you and just started crying my eyes out. But now,
like, when you beckoned towards me, you were, like, smiling, trying to look okay. And then you kind of just, like, was trembling a little bit. And I was like, oh, is she happy about something? Is she, like, excited about something? Because I don't know, you tremble often, so I didn't know what it was about. Yeah. And then you just, like, broke down in tears. And the only word you could get out, the only words you could get out of your mouth was, he broke up with me. And instantly, I just wanted to storm him and just murder him.
Yeah, I felt like,
what you do.
Yeah, at the start, because I was really upset. And obviously, the relationship was probably one of the best I had while it lasted. And, like, I was really happy in it. Like, I had my first kiss and, like, stuff like that.
Yeah,
date, basically just first everything, to be honest, in the relationship world. Apart from sex, we did not have sex.
No, you are a genophobe.
Yeah, first kiss, first date, stuff like that. And it was nice while it lasted, and I appreciate, like, that he dealt with me for as long as he did. So when I talk to him, oh, you want me to beat him up? You want me to report him? I'm like, no, he hasn't done anything wrong. He can break up with me if he wants. Like, he's not going to love me forever, is he?
But yeah, I remember Emily, when you told her, she just kind of went, like, I think, like, it was around me when you told her, I think it was, or something like that. But she just said something along the lines of, do you want me to use my baseball bat this time?
Yeah, I didn't like want to cause a fuss or anything, and I didn't want people going up to him and being like, hey, why have you done this to Olivia? That's so mean. Because obviously it's not his fault that I'm so upset about it. It's my fault, because I guess I attached myself to him a bit too much and kind of revolved around him a bit too much. And
it was both your guys' fault. Like, you both did things contrary to it. It's just one of you who acted on it.
Yeah. But now that I look back on it, I don't think I was even that upset about the fact that he broke up with me, because I was going to do it anyway. And to be honest, I had it coming. Like, I knew it wasn't going to last much longer. I thought it would have lasted until after Disneyland. But these things happen.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't blame him for breaking up with me. Like, yeah, I'm annoying. Yeah, I'm a bitch. Like, stuff happened that could have upset him. So I understand, like, why he did it now and stuff. But I'm definitely, like, I'm not really upset about the fact that it's ended. Like, that's fine, whatever. But I'm upset about the fact that he doesn't want to talk to me at all. He doesn't want to be my friend and doesn't want me around. And because of that, prior to that, I can't be around all of the new friends I've made, because they hang around with him, so I can't be around them anymore either. And apparently he told me that none of them want me around anyway. So that's just kind of pushed me down back to the bottom, really.
Yeah.
But I'm getting through it. It'll be all right.
Yeah, it is just high school anyway.
Obviously, apart from maybe Katie, Carly, Libby, maybe, I don't know. Some of the people in that group are actually really nice, and they come up to me and they're like, are you okay? They help me out and stuff. And like, I have a laugh with them, and they're actually nice friends.
Yeah. But
the majority of the group, if they were real friends, they would have come up to me and said, are you okay with like the whole thing with Harvey? If you ever need us, like, you can come to the group, you can come and hang around with us, like, just ignore Harvey. And they would have been nice about it instead of just hanging around Harvey and like acting like nothing's ever happened.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I've had somebody similar to Harvey before, when I was in from year 7 to year 9, we went on a run for about nearly 2 years. And it was going kind of fine, but he just didn't really care about me, like, at all. I'd be having a mental breakdown and he'd just be like making funny noises and stuff like that, not even trying to cheer me up or anything like that. And eventually we were on a date at Hillsborough Leisure Centre, doing swimming. And if you've ever been there, you know that there are kids around that area, right? Like, kids from like the age of 1 to on, you know, like some adults even go there with their children and all that. And he tried to get me to snog him in front of all these children. I was like, one, that's disgusting, and two, no. And he tried to peer pressure me, basically. Wow. And then like a couple of weeks after, I broke up with him for like this girl who I only ended up dating for a day. And I remember I was sat down in English and the teacher said to everyone in the class, now, I want you to tell anyone in this class if you've ever been peer pressured into doing something or nearly peer pressured. And he was sat at the front row of the class and I was sat at the back. And I wrote it down in my book what I was going to say. And I put my hand up and I went, sir, I've nearly been peer pressured into doing something. I've nearly been peer pressured into snogging my ex-boyfriend when we were dating. And everyone just stared at him. Because everyone knew that I was dating him prior to that day, and everyone knew that I'd broken up with him. And I just went, Tyler, you know I'm talking about you, right? And then Sir went, can you elaborate? Because Tyler would always piss him off during the lesson. So he went, can you elaborate on the situation? And I said, yeah, we were at Hillsborough Leisure Centre, surrounded by a bunch of kids, and he thought it was a good idea to try and get me to snog him. And then when I didn't want to, he tried to peer pressure me. And then everyone after that lesson started going, wow, Tyler, you're a really dirty skank, aren't you? And things like that. And I was like, I have done my job for the day. Like, justice, mate.
That's, like, not like me, though. Like, people can literally be extremely horrible and I will feel bad saying mean stuff about them to other people. It's like,
yeah,
so awkward. And the problem is, like, the thing that upsets me the most is like how hard I've tried, like, in relationships, and then people have just like screwed me over and just completely disregarded how hard I've actually tried. Like,
yeah,
with my last relationship, I was just so nice. I always asked him, like, hey, are you okay? If he looked a bit upset, like, I always helped him out. Like, I literally helped him with his homework and stuff like that. And, like, I baked for him and, like, all of the friends in our group and stuff like that. It was just so nice. And, like, every single thing I did that was really nice, he'd always, like, comment on it. Like, most of the time he'd be joking and stuff, but he'd know that it annoys me or hurts my feelings and he'd carry on. Like, after we had our first kiss, basically, I even asked him if I could kiss him first. I was like, can I kiss you? He was like, yeah. And it was like, to be honest, I'll like, I'm not gonna lie, I am a pretty bad kisser. Like, never done it before and it wasn't that good. Like, I don't really know what happened. But like, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm a shit kisser. And he was like, no, it's okay. And then he told me that he wished for me to kiss him and that it was fine. And that, like, I don't know, we did that thing where we both walk off in different directions and then look back at each other at the exact same time, like shit in movies, kind of. And literally the next day, I told my friend about, like, that I'd had my first kiss with this guy, and he just went, Oh yeah, we kissed. She's a shit kisser.
1 second, my mum's calling me, so just entertain the podcast for a second.
Yeah, entertain it. Oh yay. Yeah. So basically, he was just horrible about everything we did. Like we did nice things, and he was like, "Oh, this is so nice. I spent 20 fucking quid on pizza for him." Which was very generous of me, and then he basically just screwed me over. And I'm not saying it's about like the money or anything, like, just it's just a bit annoying, like, knowing that you've done so much for someone and then they're just like, actually no, I don't want you in my life anymore. It's great. Hello. I just went really deep for a moment.
So the opposite of what you did on Amy's video.
Yep, I was so gay.
Not as gay as me, honey.
Yeah. Not as gay as you, definitely not.
Yeah. I was going to say, because I'm the one who's actually kissed a girl, but...
What should we talk about now?
I wish this is like a live thing so people could like put in the co- I wish this is a live stream so people could put in the comments what to talk about, because that's much easier.
Yeah.
For some reason, I just got man's not hot in my head.
2 + 2 = 4. -1, that's pretty quick maths. So you're
what's the music become nowadays?
What?
What has the music become nowadays? Like, come on.
I love that This Is America's song. It's so catchy. La, 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 la. No, that's not it. How does it go? This is America. Don't catch us slipping now. Don't catch us slipping now. We got... No, I don't even know.
I'm like trying to do my music. I'm like... La, 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 la.
Da, na, 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 na. Yeah, that's it. That's so good.
My mood ring is green, so let's see what emotion I have. I am apparently either nervous or mixed emotions. On the card it says both things, so.
Wow. Yeah. Is that true? Are you nervous?
I don't feel nervous.
I have scars on my knees. I only just noticed that.
I have scars on my knees too.
I don't even know where they're from. Probably like me when I was in primary school. Me and this girl, Laura Maguire. What? Do you know who she is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, me and this girl, Laura Maguire, we used to love putting plasters on each other's knees. And in our primary school, we had, like, these tarmac floors outside in the playground. And we used to scrape our knees on these tarmac floors to the point where they bled. And we had, like, massive scratches all over our knees. And we always used to go to the dinner lady, like, can we have a plaster, please? And we used to put plasters on each other. It was so funny.
Jeez.
Like, a million plasters.
You just have, like, a box or something where you've, like, hoarded them over the years.
Yeah, just collected them.
It sounds like something I would do, to be honest. I, like, start a museum.
Of plaster. Mm.
I'm heading on to the lipstick. I'm going to wear Kylie Jenner. Woo!
I'm not even doing my makeup. Can't be bothered. Not going out anywhere today.
I'm heading to Peaks.
Peaks?
Yeah.
I would meet you, but I don't even know. I'm just like, I would meet you, but no. What are you going to Peaks for?
I don't know. I'm just going with the fiver and seeing whatever I can buy.
Yeah. It's 2 o'clock. The shop's close at 4, you know.
Yep.
Wow.
This colour is so pretty. Oh my god. I'm wearing Dulce K and it's so gorgeous.
Ooh. Are you excited
for the what?
Mocks.
For the mock exams? Nope.
I feel like I'm going to die. I'm going to fail all of them. Like, literally all of them.
I'm terrible at revising, though, because, like, if I don't want to do something, I won't do it. Like, that is the kind of person I am.
And, like, who wants to revise? Like, come on.
Exactly. So my mind kind of forces me to, like, kind of just have anything that would prevent me from doing revision.
Mm.
So I never get it done because, you know, I don't want to do it. So my mind's like, melee, 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 we're going down, we're going down. What I find hilarious, though, is if I'm doing, like, a quiz with somebody else's parents. So, like, I was at Becca's house, and her dad does, like, this quiz at lunchtime. And, like, when we're eating and everything like that, he'll do, like, a little quiz or something like that just to keep the conversation going. Yeah. And I managed to list everything I knew about Ham House. But then when it came to doing the essay, I could not remember anything.
Yeah.
That's the kind of person I am.
House.
Mm. I'm just glad with the Unseen Poetry we got Maya Angelou. Like, I was so happy.
I don't even know who Maya Angelou is.
I first found out about her when I was watching Drag Race because Chi Chi Devane did her on All Stars 3 and spelled her name wrong.
Isn't Maya Angelou the one who
Monet
Exchange.
Yeah, but Chi Chi Devane was the first person on Drag Race to do Maya Angelou. And she spelt her name wrong.
Wow.
She ended up getting sent home that episode. And I was like, girl. But then I like researched who Maya Angelou was and I read some of her poems, including On Aging. And I've become a fan of her work. So it was great.
Right, I'm going to have to go because my child is like, I don't even know. Mm. And plus I want to go piano. So.
Okay. Bye. So I hope everyone listening to this enjoyed the podcast. And if you want more podcasts from us two or me and any other of my friends, then I don't know, just favorite this, I guess. I'm very awkward. And
podcast, it's called The Little Things. Yeah,
as I mentioned at the start, Olivia's podcast is called The Little Things. It'll probably be way better than mine. And you never know, I may be featured on hers one day.
Maybe.
Yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed this and see you guys next time, hopefully. Well, not see you, because I don't see you, but yeah. Bye.
Bye.